The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Trade negotiations continue this week in Washington between China and the United States. The two sides are trying to reach an agreement before the upcoming March 1st deadline, when President Trump says the U.S. will raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. Small progress has been made. China has agreed to disclose more of its government subsidies to the World Trade Organization, and to let foreign companies be involved on setting standards for key industrial issues. But the U.S. is pushing for much deeper structural reforms. It wants China to limit government subsidies on a wide range of manufacturing products that compete with American businesses. Tim Stratford is with the American Chamber of Commerce in China.
So both styles of football are good, but if you have different ways of playing it, and China and the U.S. Have a different understanding of the rules, and so that's creating problems.
China has tried to assuage American concerns about its government-subsidized investments by offering to guarantee large purchases from the U.S. But critics argue the offer is too much of a departure from the market-driven policies of the United States. Since the trade war began, China's economy has slowed down, with consumers reluctant to spend and investors reluctant to invest. While significant differences remain in the trade talks, U.S. President Donald Trump says he will delay the deadline for the tariff hike increase if it appears that the two sides are closer to closing a deal. The United Kingdom has said there's no need to ban the Chinese telecommunication firm Huawei from building phone networks in the country. The announcement came as a relief to the company, as a growing number of countries have called for Huawei's technology to be banned, citing concerns that Chinese spies could have access to their equipment. The company has been shut out of public contracts in the U.S., and Washington has been pushing for others to follow suit. Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have banned the company, and several European countries are also considering action. Huawei continues to deny all allegations. The announcement comes as countries around the world are starting to plan for the next generation of mobile phone services. Building the infrastructure will cost billions, and Huawei does not want to miss out. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.